Here,
get buckled up.
Did everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving? Yeah, lots of turkey. All right, no turkey, shrimp. You have any leftovers? I'll be over this afternoon. Give me a plate, I'll be right there. Man, don't we have so much to be thankful for, though? I mean, really, 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 a lot to be thankful for. You know, sometimes I think that we tend to count all of the things that we don't have to be thankful for and get our minds set on those. But this morning, can we set our minds on the things that we have? You know what I'm saying? And I was telling my son that yesterday. It's like, count our blessings. We have so many blessings. Look at our family. Look around you. This is your family, man. And those who are missing, let's go find them. Let's take a brief moment. Lord, we're going to go after them. We'll be right back. But man, we should be looking after one another. Amen. What a blessing it is to have family. Nothing greater. All right, if we could, let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you so much, God, for what we have, Lord. God, if it wasn't for you, God, we wouldn't have anything at all, Lord, anything of worth or value. God, you bring all of that into place in our hearts, God. And Lord, I just pray that, God, you would help, God, our minds to be set on you, set on those things above in which you have purposed and planned for us, God. Lord, I just pray that, God, your will would be accomplished in this body, in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts, that we may follow you, God, and God, do your will, God, God, in accordance to your word. God, I just pray that you would just help us, God, even with the understanding of your word on a daily basis, that we would not be stagnant, but God, that we would grow and mature in your word, and every step of the way, God, know you more. God, no better place to be than at your feet, Lord. And this morning, as we worship you, we want to be at your feet, God, bringing glory to your name. Everybody in agreement said, amen. Hallelujah. Bear with me because my voice may not be with us, but my heart definitely is. Let me get turned on here. That means you guys need to sing really loud for me. All right.
Thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For his good is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand, in an outstretched arm. His love endures forever, and for the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. Lift up your voices, sing praise, sing praise. Yeah, forever God is faithful.
Forever God is with us.
church forever. Sing it with me, forever. I'm gonna sing to you, Lord, forever. For forever and ever, forever. We're gonna worship you, my King.
Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. Can we give a clap offering of praise to him this morning? He's so worth it. And if we would at this time, let's greet one another here at Pathway.
That's a good thing.
Good morning, church family.
Ooh, I like it.
How are you? Welcome to Pathway of Hope. I am really excited to see you here this morning. So glad that you were here on this Thanksgiving weekend. I think a lot of people are out of town, traveling, visiting family and things. So we'll welcome them back next Sunday when they get here. A few things I want to note for you in your worship guides, if you can pull those out. First of all, if this is your first time here with us today, there's a communication card in your worship guide that you can fill out with your name, your address, information, place it in the offering plate when it comes by in just a few minutes. That would be terrific. We just want to get a little bit of information about you. That'd be great. Also, in your worship guide is a couple of sheets that say Pathway Happenings. And there's a lot of good information on here. We got a lot of events coming up here at the church. First of all, the Oro Valley Holiday Parade is coming up in 2 weeks. A week from this next Saturday is the Oro Valley Holiday Parade, and so we want everybody to participate in this. It's a great way to get our name out in the community and minister to them with some Christmas songs. We got a float in the parade, and our worship team is up there on the float and singing Christmas songs and really being an encouragement to everybody. We always got lots of positive comments from everybody about it, so we want you guys there participating. We're going to have candy canes with information about our church attached to them. We're going to be smiling, handing them out to the people in the crowd. crowd. People that aren't on the float can walk behind the float and hand out these things to people in the crowd. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great. So we want you guys participating. If you guys are interested, you can talk to me. You can talk to Tara Kelly back there. You can talk to my wife. We're all kind of organizing it, and we want you guys plugged in. We want you guys involved in this parade. It's going to be awesome. Also, we got a couple of events for men coming up. It seems like a lot of times we focus on there's so many women's events coming up, but we want to let you know we care about our men. Men of Pathway, we care about you. So we've got a Thursday morning Bible study that Dick Moser right here leads, and that meets at Krispy Kreme's down off of McGee and Oracle, and it's a great time at 6 o'clock in the morning so you can get there before work and then go off to work and have a good day, and it's always terrific. Also, we've got a men's breakfast the second Saturday of every month. We're going to not have that in December because that's the morning of the parade. Since they moved the date of the parade on us to the 12th. So we're not going to have a men's breakfast in December, but come the new year, come on out to men's breakfast at Bash's on the second Saturday of every month. Also, the other Pathway Happenings page is all the women's events coming up. They've got a Christmas party coming. They've got some Bible studies going on. So make sure you read that and see everything that's going on at Pathway. We want you guys plugged in. We want you guys involved, okay? We've got youth group on Wednesday nights, meets at the firehouse over here on Golder Ranch. And so there's something for everybody here at Pathway. We want you guys plugged in. We want you guys involved, all right? And now, because we've got a special, some special things planned for later in the service, we're going to worship the Lord with his tithes and our offerings right now at this point in the service.
Glory!
If our ushers would come forward. Let's have a word of prayer over the tithes and offerings, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for everything that you provide for us and do for us in our daily lives. Right now, we just want to give a little bit back to you, Lord. Take these tithes and offerings, bless them, multiply them, bless this church, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's continue to worship together.
Time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before. Come, now is the as you are to worship. Come just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. All together, church, come.
Prayer teams, pray where you're sitting or standing right now. Sing along with the worship team, whatever you need to prepare yourself to hear from God today.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing together.
All this darkness. yours and yours alone. And even when I'm tempted to look the other way, you will be my refuge that I will run to every day. Yeah, run to every day. I should melt away my pride and let your Holy Spirit shine. Oh, let it shine. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, I'm letting go. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come and take control. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm letting go.
Hallelujah. Would you just let him take control of your life this morning? Would you let go of those very things that you tried to be in control of for so long? And just let God lead your life this morning. Lord, we need that more than we know sometimes, God. Too many times we try to take control, God, and we end up wrecking our lives, Lord. So God, this morning, let it be a declaration of our hearts that we say, God, we commit it all over to you, God, even the control of our lives, the decisions that we make on a daily basis, God. We just want to commit them into your hands, Lord. Would you let your will be done, God? Let your kingdom come, God, just like your word says, just like that prayer. God, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. God, so many times I think we miss out because, well, we can't see through the walls that we've managed to put up by the many wrecks, all of the wreckage. Lord, would you help us with that, Lord Jesus? God, we're asking this morning as a church, Lord Jesus, for clear vision and clear direction, God. And God, I just pray that despite the damage that may have incurred in our lives, that, Lord Jesus, that God, you, our healer, our comforter, our strength, our stronghold, our high tower, God, can come in and fill those voids, can come in and clean up the mess, Lord Jesus. Lord, I'm asking that over this body, God. God, and over our individual lives, Lord Jesus. And inside of us, God, whatever work needs to be done, God. You said in your word that, God, you will continue, God, the work that you're doing inside of us, that you are that faithful. Help us, God, to be responded to that, Lord Jesus, as we lay it down before you, God. Thank you.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. I'm in that
again, I love.
into the message this morning, Lindsay Dolan wanted to say a special thank you to everybody here at Pathway.
Can I just stand right here? I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for your prayers for our little guy Nash when he was sick a couple weeks ago and had a seizure. And it's been hard for us living out in Arizona away from our family. And it just, the pouring out of prayers with you guys just wrapped around us, and it just felt like such family. And I just want to thank you so much because we felt that, and God protected our little guy. And he is healed, and he is safe, and he had no harm from his seizure. So I know I sent that out on the email, but I just wanted to stand up here and look at you guys and say thank you very much.
Praise God. Our God is a God of healing. He takes care of his family. Well, we have a special treat for you this morning. A lot of you may know that Karen Kelly, our Women's Ministries Director, is in the process of obtaining her pastor's license from the Foursquare organization. And in her studying for that, she's studying with Pastor Janet, who's our children's pastor. There's a big booklet she has to go through and memorize a bunch of stuff, and she has to go with an interview with a bunch of people, and it's kind of a stressful thing. But in her studying for this license, she came across a question about the Lord's Supper, and she had a really interesting take on the Lord's Supper, and she showed that to me. Pastor Janet encouraged her to bring those notes to me, and I said, you know what? Let's turn this into a sermon. This is great. This is good stuff. So we're going to, Karen is going to talk to us about the Lord's Supper, and then after she speaks to us, she's going to lead us in partaking in the Lord's Supper and worshiping him in that way. So Karen Kelly.
Thank you. You know, we just celebrated Thanksgiving, right? And one thing that we can always be thankful for is God's awesome, wonderful love. Remember John 3:16, a lot of us know that verse. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I love one of the versions that I was looking up said unique. Jesus Christ, remember, was perfect, without sin, but he took our sin upon him. And it's wonderful to know that as John chapter 4, verse 10 says, how it's not because we love God, but this shows how awesome and wonderful his love is for each one of us, that he sent his son to die on the cross, to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins on the cross. And that's what we're going to celebrate today, is the Lord's Supper. And that's what Apostle Paul was telling the Corinthians. And he was talking to them, and he was also like telling them, you know what, I need to like encourage you and kind of remind you. It's great you guys are doing the Lord's Supper. This is great. But I need to remind you what it is all about. So we're going to, you guys know a lot that I love to study and read from the Amplified Version. I go to a lot of different versions, but, and then I was looking at different versions. I really did, five different ones. But I came to, once again, the Amplified. So we're going to read through that together. It's supposed to be on the screen. Hopefully it will be. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 33, it says, for I received from the Lord himself that which I passed on to you. It was given to me personally, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was treacherously delivered up, and while his betrayal was in progress, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance, in really awesome, wonderful, affectionate remembrance of me. Similarly, when the supper was ended, he took the cup also, saying, this cup is a new covenant. It is ratified and established in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, and call me affectionately to remembrance, thanking him what he's done for the new covenant. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until I come again. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in a way that is unworthy of him will be guilty of profaning and sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. This is the Apostle Paul reminding him, hey, make sure your heart's right. Let a man thoroughly examine himself, and only when he does so should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Anyone who eats and drinks without discriminating and recognizing with due appreciation that it is Christ's body, it is in remembrance of what Christ had done for us, eats and drinks a sentence, a verdict of judgment, damnation upon himself. That careless and unworthy participation is the reason many of you are weak and sickly, and quite enough of you have fallen into the sleep of death. For if we searchingly examined ourselves, detecting our own shortcomings and recognizing our own condition, we should not be judged and penalty decreed by the divine judgment. But when we fall short and are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined and chastened so that we may not finally be condemned to eternal punishment along with the world. God loves us so much, he wants to discipline us and help us so that we can continue to grow in him and be on the right track. So then, my brothers, when you gather, and sisters, when you gather together to eat the Lord's Supper, wait for one another. Do it in unity. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, do it together. We are all a part of the body of Christ. And so I should clarify that. Those who have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior are all a part of the body of Christ. And he wants us to do it in oneness. I like to look up the meanings of words because the Lord God just has a special meaning. And if you ever look up words in the dictionary, it's really good. It's sometimes very enlightening. Well, the Greek, there's three different ways to call the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper, communion, and Eucharist. The Greek word for the Lord's is kuriakos, and it's belonging to the Lord, Jehovah or Jesus. Supper is from the Greek word dipnon, and that's from the same as dinner, the chief meal, the feast. It reminds me of John chapter 6, verse 35, when it says, then Jesus declared that I am the bread. He is the bread of life. You know, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. We're going to be celebrating Christmas, the birth of Christ. Bethlehem is the house of bread. The life-giving bread was born in the house of bread. That is our God, his love. And then we have communion. So this is a koinonia that comes from koinonia, partaker, partnership, participation, you know, communication, a fellowship together. Not only as we are all in one, a part of the body of Christ, but we are communicating to the Lord God, thanking him and praising him for his love for each one of us. And then the Lord's Supper is also known as Eucharist, and it comes from the Greek word Eucharistio. And it's to be grateful, to act, to express gratitude towards, to say grace at meal, which we saw the Lord saying, giving thanks to the Lord God, having a thankful heart. Because Jesus loved his heavenly Father, and he wanted to obey him. And he left heaven to come down in a humble situation for each one of us, knowing what his life was going to cost. He did it without sin. And then came the day that he bore it on the cross. Each and every one of our sins. He shed his blood. He was the perfect sacrifice. That's why we call him the Lamb of God in that song that we sang this morning. He was the perfect sacrifice. The Lord's Supper is so rich in symbolic meaning. And the first recognition I would like to talk about is it is a time of remembering and declaring the benefits we each one of us have that are a child of God, that we have received from Jesus as we partake in the Lord's Supper with hearts of thanksgiving, praise, and adoration. You guys all know that I love the Bible. It is the Holy Word of God. It is alive and true. And in the Holy Word of God, I hope you don't mind because instead of having to have my reading glasses on and off, I print it out in big, but I'm reading it from the Word of God, okay? And but I print it out in bigger print so I can see it. Psalm 103. There are several verses in it, and I'm going to go from and read this because this is awesome. Praise the Lord, O my soul, O my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit, from hell and corruption. And crowns you with love and compassion and mercy. Whether we like it or not, there is a hell and there is a heaven. A lot of people think, well, I'm good. I don't kill. I don't steal. I don't lie. Well, okay, maybe a little white lie, but I don't lie. You know, people say, well, I'm pretty good. But it doesn't matter. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, Isaiah, the awesome, godly man, the prophet, he was saying, he realized, Lord, even the best of my deeds, even the smallest of my righteousness is as a filthy rag to you. You are so pure, so holy, so true, so good, that even my goodness cannot compare to you. So everyone is a sinner, and the penalty of sin is death, is hell. And when our earthly bodies, we're created to live eternally. And we're either going to live eternally in hell, or we're going to live eternally in heaven. It is our choice to receive that free gift of great, full of grace and mercy and love that Jesus did for us. So we need to receive that. But we need to also live in a life accepting the benefits that comes with all of that. It goes on to say, the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. Is that like cool or what? There are people and situations that happen in our lives. The Lord knows that. He's saying, you know what, in Romans 8, 28, he's saying, you know what, I got it in control. You know what, I got things in control in heaven, like Randy was saying in the worship time from the Lord's, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's got it under control, and he knows things are going to happen because of sin here in life. Things happen, and he knows that, but he's saying, look at this. I will work everything out together for good, but there's a condition. For those that love me, for those that are calling to my purpose, do we love him? Are we going to obey him? Do you want to surrender your whole life to him? If you do, he will take all of that hurt, the pain, all of those things that have happened in your life that are frustrating, that have made you angry and hurt. He will take that all and work it out together for his good. It is not about us. It is about him. He created us out of love. For his purpose. And because out of his love, he is pleased when we are full of his goodness, of his mercy, and of his grace, of what he had his son do for us. He loves that. And this is what the Apostle Paul was trying to tell the people. Remember this. Remember this, people. The Lord is compassionate. He is gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, continuing in Psalm 103. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so is his great love for each one of us, for those who reverently and worshipfully fear him. And as far as the east is to the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. Do you remember, have you ever told your kids, you know, I love you so much? And I remember hearing this plaque, you know, and seeing it years ago. And it said, Jesus loved you so much that he stretched out his arms and died for you. Yes, he died for mankind, all mankind's sins, whether they receive the gift of what he did for them or not. He died for their sins. But guess what? He would have died just for one of us. Just for one of us. He would have done all of that just for one of us. This is awesome. And this is where we need to have super thanksgiving in our hearts. It is a time of celebrating our eternal victory from death and damnation in hell and eternal separation from God and rejoicing in our home in heaven that Jesus is preparing for us. I just love knowing that after my earthly body dies, I'll get a heavenly body. I remember Paul used to tell me that his mother who passed away, she used to say she had her heavenly body picked out. But I just thank the Lord that he knows exactly what heavenly body I'm going to get. But I thank him for that. He's preparing a place for us in heaven with my name on it. But guess what? There is a body that will go to hell for those who don't receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And that body will be in the lake of fire. It will burn, but it won't burn like we see. It will be in agony because it is eternally separated from the Lord. So this is why the Apostle Paul is saying, when you take the Lord's Supper, remember what he did for you. Remember what Jesus did for you. Thank him until he comes again or until you pass on. Whichever happens first, He is saying, remember me. Another point reminding us of the rich symbolic meaning of the Lord's Supper. It is a time we commune with God in which we receive the strength and the blessing of fellowship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is also a time where we can join together in the oneness and the unity as the body of Christ, as I had mentioned earlier. And then it is also an act of obedience to Jesus' command as we humbly and reverently partake in the Lord's Supper. It is, in Psalm 103, it also goes on to say, remember to obey his precepts, praising God, loving him. In Deuteronomy 5:10 and throughout the Bible, it says, love and obey me. And Jesus was setting an example. Remember, Jesus is our perfect example of how to live here on earth. And he set an example saying, take this and remember what I did for you. Take the cup and remember what I shed for you. The thief, Satan, in John chapter 10:10, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's out there. He doesn't want us, when we're a Christian, to be happy Christians. And he doesn't want us to live in that fullness of the benefits of Christ. It goes on to say, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And that's in the New International Version. But I love what it says in the King James Version. It says that they may have life more abundantly. I loved it. And I looked it up in the Greek. And it does. It's from peresos. And that comes from periperi. So it's hard but it does. It means it totally and completely. More, full, abundance. Is that awesome or what? We need to remember, as in Isaiah 43, verses 4 and 5, it says, he surely borne our griefs, sicknesses, weakness, and disease and distresses. He carried our sorrows and pain and punishment. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and our iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being was upon our Lord Jesus Christ. And with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Jesus is saying, every time that I took the punishment, every time my skin was ripped open, I took it for you. He's saying, I love you, and I didn't want you to just live and say, hey, great, I'm saved. Woo, that's good. No, I have these benefits, these promises in my word that is alive and true for you to live in this life, in this world, more abundantly, so that you will be an awesome light, as in Philippians, it says we are to be a light in this world, in this dark world. And this way, when we live in the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be more and more of an awesome light. He will purify us more and more, and we'll become more and more like Jesus Christ. He's saying every time, we've got to remember this, that when we take the bread, his skin was ripped open, it was broken for us. In the Hebrew, it says, the Hebrew word for whole is rapha. It comes from the prim root to cure, cause to heal, physician, repair, thoroughly make whole. Our founding, the founding person for the Foursquare denomination was Amy Simple McPherson. She had some symbols that she has for the Foursquare denomination, one of them being the cup, representing Jesus Christ. He is the great physician, our healer. She wanted us to remember that distinctly. Another one is the cross, reminding us of the shed blood, that our sins are totally and completely forgiven. We are washed whiter than snow, as Psalm 51 talks about. I used to tell the kids, we are squeaky clean when I used to teach, but we are totally white, pure, through the blood of Jesus. He wants us to constantly recognize that. And the Webster's Dictionary, also I looked up, for the definition of whole, it says health, not diseased, injured, broken, damaged, or defective, intact, complete. But I loved where it went on, in all aspects of one's being, including the physical, mental, and social. In all areas of your life, Jesus wants you to be healed. He is offering that. With his stripes, we are healed, not maybe, not can be, but we are healed. And this is released. We need to accept this with faith. He says he wants us to have faith of him. He expressed and he showed us an example of his faith. And he's saying in Mark 11:22, have faith in the faith of God. He's saying, okay, you're having problems with that? Then ask me. I'll help you with any doubt and unbelief that you may have. We all know and love Jesus as our Lord and Savior, but sometimes we need help, just like that father who asked for Jesus to heal his son. He goes, okay, Lord, I believe you, but I need help with unbelief. He's going, got it. I'm there for you. I am always with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. So don't worry. I want you to just live in the power of the blood that I have shed for you and the power of my benefits that come from that, from the shed blood on the cross, and from my torn body that was broken for you, you can be healed, and you are. You claim it. Use some of the scriptures that are in my holy word that is alive and true. Claim it over you. Now, you may not see that manifestation right here and now, but it's happened. When we believe without doubt, we're releasing in this spiritual realm what we cannot see, the benefits and the power and the glory of the Lord God. And he's saying, you may not see it, but keep believing it. There was a story I heard about a woman who was in a vehicle accident, and her husband and two boys. The boys were thrown out of the vehicle. The two-year-old was saying, Mommy, Jesus caught me. He was totally just a little scratch. But the 12-year-old, the Lord God, allowed to be severely injured, almost to death. In fact, at one point in time after an operation, the life support system was taken off and he was not doing well. She was at a breaking point. She went into the other room and just covered her head with her coat. And she said, Lord, don't you love my son? He loves you. Don't you hear my prayers? Please save his life. And the Lord said, do you remember what my son did for you, Jesus? She goes, yeah. Do you believe that what he did on the cross was complete and perfect? Yeah. You know what? He says, Rita, I don't have room to come in. You're full of your good works. You're full of your son. Your son is more important to me, to you, than me. I want to be the fullness in you. I died for you. And then he allowed her to envision Jesus taking on the pain and the suffering on the cross, being whipped and punished. And it wasn't just a whip. It was whipped with horrible things on the end, ripping his skin open for us, so that his body would be broken, his shed blood would be cleansed, so we don't have to go to hell. We get to have our Heavenly Father who loves us so much that he shed his son die for us. We need to live in that life. He wants to live as more than conquerors, victoriously. Have I been one that has failed that way? Oh, yeah. But she was saying, okay, that's it, Lord. I surrender and I give my son to you. Daily she was taking the Lord's Supper at home, which I've heard many recommended, and I recommend us to do. In the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you can see, and also as we read in 1 Corinthians 11, you can see the Lord's Supper. And you just take it and say, Lord, thank you for what you did for me. Thank you that with your stripes I am healed. Thank you that with the shed blood of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, I thank you. I'm doing this in remembrance of you. I thank you and praise you for the power and the benefits that I now have in the name and through the blood and body of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do this. She was doing this at home, praying for healing over her son. God didn't take his life. He gave him back because she surrendered him to him. But the many challenges, lots of setbacks, many challenges, but they kept claiming. And he said, Mommy, Mommy, please keep praying to God. He's going to heal me. Mommy, Jesus told me he's going to heal me. I am healed. We need to keep claiming it. We don't see it, Mommy, but I am healed. Jesus did all of this for me. He loves me. He loves you. And he's saying, I did this for you. And we need to live in that. And do it at home. Do it over your finances. Another story I heard about a missionary in Africa. She was a young missionary, and the Lord brought her to a northern tribe in Africa. She was only about 21, and she was praying, Lord God, what do we do? She found out that there had been a blood covenant for generations, many generations on this tribe, with Satan. And the Lord God said, you need to gather the leaders of the tribe. They need to repent of their sins. But I have a stronger blood, new covenant that they need to do, which is the blood of my son, Jesus. That will break Satan's blood covenant. So she gathered the leaders, and they took bread, and they broke it, and ate, and partook together. And they took the cup, which represented the shed blood of Jesus, and they took it together. Then they realized also that there was a curse on the land. She was praying out, Lord God, okay, we've obeyed you. The leaders have now repented of their sins, and we are under the new blood covenant of Jesus Christ. But there's a curse on the land. The Lord God instructed her to have the village get together. So they did. They got the village together, and they took partake as one body in Christ. Together they partook of the Lord's Supper. They dipped, then they had a large cup, and they dipped the bread into the cup, following God's instructions, and they poured it out onto the land. They said, Lord God, please show us signs. We've been obedient to you. We did the Lord's Supper over the land, and he, all of a sudden, it had been a drought, and it's a hot summer, and the heavens opened up, and rain poured down for them, the tribe, this African tribe. That meant God's blessings. They knew that God had seen, and they obeyed God, and they saw it right away. Then God hit a mountain, which was called Goat Mountain, where sacrifices had been made, and he hit it with lightning. And then all of a sudden, they said they felt a shift in the land. They knew the curse had been lifted and broken by the new covenant, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And then another curse that had happened was many children were born dead at birth. Well, one of the leader's wives happened to be 3 weeks overdue. All of a sudden, she went into labor and gave birth to a healthy child. Our Lord God is saying, I gave you life through my son more abundantly. I have so many rich blessings in my holy word that are with and for you. But you need to receive it. You need to live in it. You need to love me and obey me. Another time that awesome healing was done was with my own husband, Paul. He was about 29 or 30. He had injured his knee very severely, torn ligaments, x-rays had showed it. He needed surgery. Well, he was prompted by the Lord when he was at church, and he took the bread during communion, and he placed it on his knee. And he said, Lord, thank you that with your stripes I am healed. And then he took the cup, and he placed it on his knee. And he said, Lord God, I thank you and praise you for the power and the healing ministering power and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And Paul was healed. You guys have seen him. Many of you have seen him play softball. And he's never had a problem with that knee since. Now, that was an instant healing. Sometimes, though, it takes a long time, like I said about that mother. In fact, the boy still is not all the way completely healed. But she is claiming it. And he is too. Yes, they were granted with some wonderful visions, but that is what the Lord Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to live victoriously together as a body of Christ, but he wants us to do it with forgiveness in our hearts. 80%, studies have shown 80% of the ailments, including terminal diseases, are caused by unforgiveness. And that's why the Apostle Paul was saying, you need to have your heart right, people. We need to love each other, loving God and loving others. That fulfills all the commandment, the whole Bible. That is what Jesus died for. His love was unconditional. You've received his forgiveness. Now forgive others. I've got everything else taken care of. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will work this all out together for your good. Give it to him, our hurt and pain. Remember, he says, I'll provide for you. I am with you. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. So we need to trust in that, not what we see, but claiming without doubt, claiming in the word of God and what Jesus has done for us, claiming in that power in our own lives. I have failed in that. One of the ways I failed for a long time was forgiving myself. And we need to remember not only to forgive others, but forgive ourselves. Jesus died for you. And he died for each and every person that has hurt you. He loves them. And his forgiveness is for them. And as you allow him to work it out together for good, not you trying to work it out, unless you're in obedience to him and he says to do this or that or don't do this or that. Yes, we need to be in obedience to him. But he's saying, give it all to me. Surrender your life to me. I want your all. I don't want a child or a job or good works to be more important than me. Yes, I like good works. I love your child, but I don't want it to be more important than I am. I want to be your first love. I want to be your all in all. And then you will enjoy the benefits of me. But remember to forgive. Remember to examine yourself and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal anything that isn't right with the Lord. Anything, maybe unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, resentment, envy, jealousy, strife. Maybe you've got something that's more important. I used to love football, and I love baseball. But the Lord has asked me personally to allow that not to be a first love. I know it's weird. That was why Paul, you know, everybody was going, you know, you've met a woman who hates to shop and loves sports. Who is she? Loves the Lord, you know? But that's me. I love sports. But it became extremely important to me. I loved watching ESPN, and I loved having, and it could be any time. And football, it could be anybody. And I just listen to the announcers and pick the underdog team and root for them. But the Lord's saying, I want to be more important to you. I want to be more important. I love my husband dearly, but he's saying, I want to be more important than even your husband, Karen. And maybe he'll be speaking to you. When you take the Lord's Supper, ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what do I need to do? Is there any area in my life that I need to ask for forgiveness, need to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? So we're going to partake together as a body of Christ. If you do not have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I recommend that you do, totally and completely, because you never know when your last breath will be. In Psalm 139, it talks about how he knows when you were created in your mother womb, and he had a purpose and a plan for your life, and he knows when that first breath is going to be taken, and he knows when the last, but we do not know. It could be weird stuff we've heard in any age, and you want your heart to be right. You want to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, accepting what he did for us. But with celebration and thanksgiving, thank the Lord for what he did for each one of us. So let's come up together, and we will celebrate the Lord's Supper together. I got some of this bread, and I wanted to, but then it got dry really quick, so I wanted to rip it to, like, show the torn. But we have that here. It is unleavened bread, and we're going to partake of the Lord's Supper together. I will pray before we do, so I'd really appreciate it if you would all come up, and then the ushers will also help to hand out. So just come up and wait for the ushers to hand you the tray. Then I'd like us all to take the bread, and then I'd also like us to take the cup, and then I will pray together. Thank you, Lord God. And in Acts chapter 2, it talks about after the day of Pentecost, you know, and the power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit had come upon them, the Holy Spirit that was promised by Jesus. And they had gathered together a lot, and they were breaking bread together and giving thanks in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ in unity. But guess what? They were also in unity of wanting others to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And that's what we are. We are now going to be strengthened and empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Christian God wants us to be a light in this dark world so we can help others to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, just as we are so thankful for Jesus being our Lord and Savior. And I pray that each one of us will be surrendered totally and completely to the Lord. I recommend that you do this at home, maybe over your finances, over maybe something that's broken at home, maybe a vehicle that needs something and you don't have the money. Do it over wherever God wants you to, claiming the blood of Jesus Christ, claiming the power of his torn, broken body for us, claiming the healing, ministering power of the Holy Word, because Jesus said, you are joint heirs now with me, and my kingdom is available to you. My holy word, the power of my holy word is available to you, and the promises and the benefits. Tally? Fred, could you please stay with Tally and Will? I'd appreciate it. Thank you. And Tally, I really recommend that you do what your son did. And you put the bread on your eyes, please, and also the cup, and put it on your eyes, on your forehead, before we do it, when we lift it up in a moment. But right now, I want us to just, while we're holding it, take a moment of silence, closing our eyes and making sure that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us that our hearts are totally and completely right. Anything that we need to seek repentance of, let's surrender to the Lordship of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your lordship. Thank you that you are Lord of lords and King of kings. And Lord God, together as one body of Christ, we lift up the bread right now. We lift it up to you, and we thank you and praise you for what you've done for us, that your body was broken, that with your stripes we are healed. And we claim that in remembrance. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for us. Thank you, Lord God, for your Son, Jesus. Take and partake of this in remembrance of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you and praise you. And now the cup represents the shed blood of Jesus for our sins. We are washed whiter than snow. Now we can commune with the Lord God. Jesus is constantly interceding us. His blood is constantly available, shed over us, knowing that we are sinners, but we are saved by grace through the blood of Jesus. So as we partake together as a body, we thank you and praise you, Jesus, and we do this in remembrance of you. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you and praise you, Lord God, that we are one body, that we love you, and we want to be a light in this world, that we want others to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So please continue to help us to be surrendered totally and completely, you being our all in all in every area of our life, all of our dreams, all of our desires, everything that we care for, that you first are our first love. Thank you and praise you. Help us to be powerful. Thank you. And we claim Acts 2:47, which says that we will have blessings and favor with others, Lord God. We receive that in the name of Jesus. And many, many will come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior through the examples, through our witness, because you want us to be a light in this world. We thank you and praise you for the shed blood of Jesus, for the body that was broken for us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For His grace above all things, His love endures forever. We praise, sing praise. A mighty hand with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. His love endures forever. And for the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Lift up your voices, church. Sing praise. Sing praise. Yeah, forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Yeah, forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever, forever. From the rising to the setting sun, His love endures forever. And by the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Shout it out. Sing praise. King, sing praise, sing praise. Yeah, forever God is faithful, Forever, God is strong. Forever, God is with us. Forever and ever. Yeah, forever, God is faithful. Forever, God is strong. Forever, God is with us. Forever. Sing forever you are, forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever. One more time, church. Yeah, forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us. Forever, we thank you, Lord. We have eternity forever. One day to look upon your face. Hallelujah. Together, forever. Glory.
Oh, thank you for being here, everybody. Didn't Karen do a great job?
Amen. Thank you, Karen.
Dismiss you this morning with November with Numbers 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Thank you, church family. You're dismissed.
Yeah, forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us, forever and ever. Yeah, forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever, forever. Yeah, forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever, forever, forever. Forever, yeah, forever.